Obviously, citrus greening has had a detrimental, devastating, in some cases, impact on Florida citrus. And we are seeing that same disease start to make its way across the Southeast. And, you know, Texas is now starting to deal with this issue. But for us, one of the most important things in the Farm Bill was ensuring that the citrus greening research grant, that block grant of $25 million a year for 5 years, stays steady. Because for universities like University of Florida and IFAS and the incredible teams that work on this issue, they need that runway, that last push to get over the hump to really figure out a way that is a cure, but also commercially and economically viable. That is going to be key in not just saving the citrus industry, but the identity of citrus in the state of Florida. It's hard to imagine a Florida without palm trees, beaches, and oranges, right? So this is a really important part of our identity as Floridians, but for the domestic citrus production industry as a whole. And, you know, there's a couple of other different things that we're really excited about. A voluntary base update is critical. For our producers, and we're excited about what that means for not just Florida, but really the United States. So the addition of 30 million new base acres, along with a reference price increase, that's going to give a really good lifeline to producers all around the country. And of course, coming back to Florida, AGI, you know, the adjusted gross income, those caps, those limits have been very, very arbitrary, particularly for Florida producers who we not only experienced disasters, but we're contending with unfair trade issues that have really put our producers at a disadvantage. So that, along with other reforms to dairy and some other programs, this is a very, very big year for Florida producers. I'm telling you, I've never seen a farm bill this good for Florida. And so we're really excited and ready for the fight to get this across the finish line.